preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
We really don't. Hey, thanks for joining us, folks. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on February 28th, last day of February 2019. I'm James Kelso, your host on this live program, coming to you from my location here in North Dakota through the good offices of the Republic Broadcasting Network there in Round Rock, Texas, and beaming out to wherever you may be. And if you want to get in on the show and talk on the air, 800-313-9443. So let us go with our 24-hour update on the Trump phenomenon since we met yesterday. And, I think a bunch of things have transpired that are good. Anything really bad for the Trump phenomenon? I can't think of anything right off the top of my head here. I'll start with, two events that are now sort of needing a after-action assessment. The Michael Cohen show, Dog and Pony Show. I'll give you an appreciation of that in a moment. And then also the Hanoi Summit with Kim Jong-un. And give you an appraisal of that. I'll start with the Hanoi Summit. I think that went very well. I think Donald Trump showed great leadership in simply departing. Didn't have the good deal, so left. Great. Fantastic. And had a very good rapport with Kim Jong-un. And the message, I think the big thing communicated, just getting Kim Jong-un to spend a couple days in Hanoi to observe an economic miracle in Vietnam, where an absolutely dirt poor people now has millions of people in a solid middle class. They have manufacturing galore. They have their growth rate. Get this. We just got a good result on the growth rate for the United States for the year 2018. Of what was the number? It was 3%, I believe. But the number for the last quarter was something like 2.6%. This is double anything the Obama years showed. Vietnam has had growth rate last year of 7%, and I think the year before of 6%. Folks, a growth rate of 7%, you know, you may say, well, that's a small number. What's the big difference between 3% and 7%? It's huge, folks. When you get into exponentially rising curves, whether it's birth rate or growth rate or return on investment, the difference between 3% and 7%, it's big. So Vietnam, knowing that they are growing at a rate of 7% a year, that is a booming economy. So Kim Jong-un got to see that all around him, driving all around him in the streets, looking at the cityscape there in Hanoi, coming in at the airport. It's all very evident to him, looking at the people, well-fed, unlike people in his own country. So that's a big success. And it was, and I saw an analyst on TV tonight who said, the big deal, what's the big deal in Korea? A treaty, a this, a that, an agreement? No. The big deal in vis-a-vis Korea is peace. That's the big deal, that we have a relationship of peace with this nuclear-armed, unstable, is the word I'll use, dictatorship in North Vietnam. And Donald Trump has achieved that. Missiles aren't flying. Nuclear weapons aren't being detonated. Sabers aren't being rattled. That is the achievement of the main goal. And the rest, and Donald Trump got it right when he said, I'd rather do it right than do it quick. Very, very, very good. All right, and then let's go to the Michael Cohen Dog and Pony Show. You know, I didn't get this about that. I sort of sensed it as it was going on. I caught glimmers of it. But the Tucker Carlson put it together today nicely. If you look at Michael Cohen's testimony, he really devastated, you know, as pathetic, as horrible as it was to listen to him calling Donald Trump is a racist. He is a con man. He is a cheat. I mean, look, folks, talk is cheap. You can say anything you want about any of the demon rats on that committee, and words a lot stronger than those. Talk is cheap. But in the realm of facts, Michael Cohen really struck out for the demon rats. There were questions from people like Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I couldn't believe my eyes. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is in Congress? This woman? This criminal who is so up to her eyeballs involved in the corruption of the Democratic National Committee, she's now in Congress from Florida. She asked a question. There was another one that was unbelievable. A guy named, he goes by the nickname Jamie. I'm sorry to hear that. But his real name is Jamin Ben Raskin. Boy, this guy's a piece of work. And there's another one named Roe Khanna, R-O, and then Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A. There's so many of these names now, folks, going forward into our future, sadly, that we're going to have to spell slowly because they are incomprehensible and unpronounceable for us. But Ro Khanna, who's a representative from California, these people asked questions that were clearly prepared in advance. They wanted to know whether, for instance, Donald Trump had conspired with Russians. Michael Cohen said, no. They wanted to know, does Russia have blackmail information on Trump? Cohen said, no. Are there videos or compromising material out there, another one of them asked, with which Trump could be blackmailed? Cohen said, no. And there were a series of such questions on key matters where Michael Cohen, maybe, why did he answer truthfully on those questions? Maybe because, you know, of the perjury laws. Maybe he actually, you know, feared lying enough on those questions that he answered truthfully. But he gave the demon rats nothing. And this is Michael Cohen. Why is this important? Because Michael Cohen is an obvious rat. He's a person who, when he said Donald Trump is a racist, he basically said, I hate him. I want him to die. I want him to go down in flames. I want to destroy his administration. Any damage I can do to him, I want to do. So here's your guy, demon rats. Here's your witness. But even that guy, with those motives and those low qualities, who's openly declaring himself to be a ratone, came up with nothing. Nothing on factual basis for Donald Trump. that's it gets lost. I got lost for me in all the emotion of for the left as they're watching Michael Cohen. They're all ecstatic to hear him. You know, as I said, talk is cheap. Swearing at Donald Trump, in effect, emotionally swearing at Donald Trump. And then the rest of us, the patriots, we're all bent out of shape to hear the same thing. Missing the fact that Michael Cohen is not delivering on anything. So that was kind of fun. So there's my executive summary on what happened to the Michael Cohen dog and pony show. Let me get my caller board up here and just check to see if callers have started calling in yet. I don't see any quite yet. 800-313-9443. Another thing to cover, the Conservative Political Action Conference is underway right now as we speak. They've closed out for the night there at National Harbor, just south of Washington, D.C. But I believe on Saturday, the keynote speaker will be none other than Big Bad Donald John Trump. And that should be one hell of a speech. So we can look forward to that on Saturday. We don't have a show on Saturday, but we'll cover it on Sunday. We'll look forward to it tomorrow, Friday. And what is CPAC? What's important about CPAC? Well, it's the largest gathering of conservatives in the country every year, about 10,000 of us. And I've been to it twice. It's a sort of who's who of conservatives. It routinely excludes. There's a sort of a cutoff point. They will go so far to the right and no farther. So Laura Ingraham is at this CPAC. I don't think Ann Coulter is. Correct me if I'm wrong. If any of you are going or know or following more astutely than I am, is Ann Coulter there? I don't think she is. I remember one year that I went there, the John Birch Society was there and they had a booth, and the next year they had been excluded. They were too far to the right for the taste of the board of directors of CPAC. So that's a line in the sand that moves back and forth. No reason to be too particularly concerned about that. So I don't know where this particular CPAC rates in that regard, but here are some of the speakers. Trump, Pence, Mark Levin, Nigel Farage, Jeanine Pirro. These are great ones. You know, Glenn Beck. I mean, what? I don't know. Who knows what the story is on Glenn Beck? I don't know. not somebody I listen to. Laura Ingraham. These are good ones here. Tom Fitton. You know, any of those people. For me, attending an event just to hear those people speak by themselves would be enough. See if any other real stars here for us. Well, let's see here. Some of the Fox hosts are going to be there, which are very good. I'm a big enthusiast about the fate of Fox, and it's going to go the right way. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, there's one worth the price of admission. James O'Keefe, bingo. There you go, James O'Keefe of Project Veritas. Looking down the list here, Ronna Romney McDaniel. Boy, she's distinguished herself. Sarah Carter as an investigative reporter, journalist. Wow. Sarah Carter, she's a good one. And without these people, boy, we would really not, we would really be deprived. I'm just looking for the best of the good ones here. A whole bunch of other people. Charlie Kirk's pretty darn good with his college. He's got a college thing going. And keep going down here. Here's our own North Dakota senator now, Kevin Cramer. I got to meet him on the sidewalk out here during the, what's it like living out in North Dakota? Well, the big event is the Potato Day Parade. And Kevin Cramer was there at the Potato Day Parade. And he liked my Donald Trump shirt and the Donald Trump shirts on my kids. And then he went on to get elected to win the Senate seat. Representative Jim Jordan. Now, there's a good one. Wow. And Jim Jordan, whoa, did he show himself. Did he shine at the Michael Cohen dog and pony show? Representative Paul Gosar, he's a good one. Senator Marsha Blackburn, she's pretty good. Ah, here's a real good one. Representative Mark Meadows. Representative Devin Nunes. Good one. Here's a real good one. Representative Matt Gaetz of the 1st District of Florida. And going down deeper here. Anybody else? That's it. That's it among the headliner speakers. Those are the really good ones. That's a pretty good lineup there. So there's a story. That's a breaking story. So we'll have coverage of that on this show. I'm looking at getting a message from the engineer. Okay, engineer. Got a message there from the engineer. I'll type a message back to him in a moment. Let's now look. I don't think the president will be tweeting very much right now. Is he still in the air on his way back halfway around the world from Hanoi, 12 hours difference with Washington, D.C.? About the longest air flight he could take. And the here are the tweets. 1 hour ago, the president tweets that he will be interviewed by Sean Hannity at 9 p.m. Eastern on Fox News. Well, guess what? I'll be watching that right after this show. And, now this is nice. I'll tell you what. Donald Trump is such a great man. Yesterday, I was having the feeling. I watched the Tucker Carlson intro, his monologue, and I thought it was one of the most brilliant pieces of political analysis I've ever heard. And here's what Donald Trump tweets 1 hour ago. Everyone must, capitalized, all caps, must watch the opening to Tucker Carlson, a classic. And I think he's referring to yesterday's opening. But tonight's opening was very brilliant as well. Tucker Carlson is a major philosopher in our cause. He is very deep, and he perceives things right down to the root. But that's kind of fun when the president. I love flying in formation with you, Mr. President. I love, that. I guess that's the fun of being a wingman to a great formation leader. Is when you can stay, wingtip to wingtip. That feels good. And then he says, and more tweets here. Thank you to the hosts in Hanoi. Remember, he signed some great stuff in Hanoi, made a great trade deal with them. Then Donald Trump gives his reaction to Michael Cohen, which is very good. And he gets it exactly right. What is Michael Cohen's story? Let's do the bada bing, bada bang, bada boom. 1, 2, 3, and Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen, sleazy attorney, caught with his pants down on crimes that he committed, unrelated to Donald Trump. Totally unrelated. Financial crimes, tax crimes, cheating crimes, business cheating crimes, breaking laws, having nothing to do with Donald Trump. So, and this is the routine of the attack dogs and the Bob Barry Bob Mueller gang. So they've got this guy dead to rights on crimes for which they can put him into jail for an interminable time. There you go. So there's the, now you've got him in the, you got him in the arm bar. So he's in a really painful arm bar. Now, you say, we can let up on the armbar, Mr. Cohen, if you will help us destroy Donald Trump. Up, wait. Stop. Nope, we're pulling hard on this armbar. Come on. You going to cooperate or not? We'll be right back with the armbar right after this break.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. Still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks, and we are politically incorrect. I was with Michael Cohen in the arm bar. That's a position which is very painful because what the practitioner of the arm bar can do is break your elbow backwards until it breaks. Very incredibly painful. So Michael Cohen is in that position, dead to rights on crimes he's committed in other sleazy activities he's engaged in, totally unrelated to Donald Trump. Now, give us Donald Trump. Lie to us. Say bad things about Donald Trump. Well, Michael Cohen performed right on script yesterday. Donald Trump's a racist. Donald Trump's a cheat. He is a, what was the other word he used? He is a con man. But he didn't deliver on anything. You know, he brought out a canceled, a signed check by Donald Trump to Michael Cohen. You know, with you know, the president's, you know, address and name at the top of it, an imprinted company check. company or personal. But that is evidence of what? Michael Cohen, this is what I'm saying, he didn't deliver anything. That's a canceled check from a customer, Donald Trump, to his attorney, Michael Cohen. Yes, he got, oh my gosh, he got paid with a check signed by the customer. Oh my gosh. Boy, that's evidence of a crime, isn't it? So that's what, that's the nothing burger that he had. Let's see, let's scan around for a little bit more news here that's interesting. Donald Trump doing very well on the Venezuelan front, having told Maduro where he can go. Maduro now absconds today with, he removes 8 tons of gold from the Venezuelan Central Bank. Well, how much is 8 tons of gold worth? Oh, boy. It's been too many years since I did calculations like this, but wouldn't that be about $48 million with gold? Is gold at around $1,500 an ounce, something like that? I think it'd be about $48 million worth of gold. So he's it looks like he's thinking of getting out of Dodge. Here's a nice headline. Denmark refuses to rule out deporting Somalis by force. Sounds like they're coming to their senses in Denmark, getting on the Trump train. Same thing happening in Austria. Populist Austria is transforming all of its asylum reception centers into deportation centers. Ooh. Oh, I like that. Let's just take a look a little more deeply into that story. Austrian populist Interior Minister Herbert Kickl, K-I-C-K-L, has announced that the country will be converting all asylum seeker reception centers into departure centers. The Freedom Party, FPO. Let's see. And I'm, oh boy, it's been too long since I did that one. Isn't that the Freiheit Partische Österreich? That would be what FPO would stand for. The Freedom Party Interior Minister made the announcement Monday, saying, with effect from March 1st, tomorrow, 2019, there will be no more reception centers in Austria, but only departure centers, reported by the Austrian newspaper Kronen Zeitung. The new policy will see asylum seekers with, let's skip down through the detail. Along with the new departure centers, Kickl, what's his position again? Interior Minister Herbert Kickl. And remember, Matteo Salvini, who's doing the same thing in Italy, he's also the interior minister. Along with the new departure centers, Kickl is pushing for constitutional change to allow the government to detain dangerous asylum seekers. The new policies are just the latest anti-mass migration move from Mr. Kickl, who has previously introduced plans to tackle people traffickers and illegal migration by automatically rejecting the asylum claims of those involved in trafficking. Last year, Kickl also invested efforts into boosting border security, creating a new border force named PUMA to manage migration along the country's borders. We already have effective monitoring that works well, he says, but what certainly cannot happen is a repetition of the year 2015. Of course, that's the year of Angela Merkel, in which Angela Merkel invited a million Middle Easterners in. We'll be right back.
Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work.
Hey, we're back, folks.
No diploma, I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot
George,
to gain.
George is on the phone there in Texas, and we'll get to you, George, I hope. Let me share a gem with you. Pat Buchanan, what a mind. His latest column is The Left's Latest Demand, Race-Based Reparations. And Pat Buchanan has some insights in here into the idiocy of race-based reparations that I'd never seen these aspects. He does great research. The who is his gal Friday, who is really, I think, the key to his research. Let me remember her name. It'll come back to me in a moment. But she is good friends with Joe Sobrin's gal Friday, the two of them. And I knew Joe Sobrin's right-hand gal, but never met Pat Buchanan's. The here's what he has to say. Now, a part of the key is this: you know, Kamala Harris, and let's go. And he writes, having embraced Medicare for all, free college tuition, and a Green New Deal that would mandate an early end of all oil, gas, and coal-fired power plants, the Democratic Party's lurch to the left rolls on. Candidates Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren both called last week for race-based reparations for slavery. And here's Kamala Harris's rationale. She says, centuries of slavery, Jim Crow, legal discrimination and segregation, and discrimination that exists today have led to a systematic wealth gap between black and white Americans. Boo-hoo, sobs Kamala Harris. I'm serious, she says. Blah, 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 about race-based reparations. And Pocahontas Elizabeth Warren says, we must confront the dark history of slavery. Oh, isn't that racist to call the history dark? Senator Warren, are you saying something bad about blackness there? Are you a racist, Senator Warren? The dark history of slavery and government-sanctioned discrimination in this country. This history has, she says, crippled the ability of black families to build wealth in America for generations. But now, here's what this, this is great. What is this all based upon? Well, Pat Buchanan, Linda Mueller, that's her name. Linda Mueller is the great researcher behind Pat Buchanan. I'll bet she came up with this. In 1860, there were 4 million slaves in 15 American states and the District of District of Columbia. 4 million. There are 45 to 50 million African Americans in the U.S. today. So think about it for a moment, folks. Think about the numbers. How do you pay reparations to 50 million African Americans based upon an injustice against 4 million 150 years ago? But it gets even more complex than that. Who's going to pay the reparations? Well, I guess all white people. Well, are the white people who are the descendants of, let's say, Irishmen who came in the potato famine after slavery, are they somehow responsible for paying reparations? How about the Swedes and Norwegians that came here to North Dakota in the 1880s and 1870s? That's a little bit after the Civil War, isn't it? A little bit after emancipation. Are they responsible for paying reparations to people, again, out of this 50 million African Americans who are the descendants of 4 million who are the supposed victims of this? Barack Obama. His mother is white, a white teenager. Stanley Ann Dunham. His father is from, well, his purported father from Kenya, Barack Hussein Obama Sr., but his actual father, Frank Davis, was probably an American black. So he would qualify on the basis of being the paternity of Frank Davis, but not if we accept the Kenyan. How about Kamala Harris herself? Her mother is from India. Her father is from Jamaica. Jamaica, man. That's what she said when she said she's been smoking the ganja. Smoking the ganja there, Kamala Harris. Good luck on your presidential bid after you brag about smoking ganja. The British abolished slavery. They abolished slavery in the mid-1830s. And I think I read somewhere that the Harris family owned slaves. I didn't get to read into that article, but apparently they owned slaves. So the Buchanan writes, from 1845 to 1849, the Irish fled a potato famine. As for the great migration of Eastern and Southern Europeans, Poles, Italians, Jews, Slavs, and Slovaks, slavery was gone before they arrived. They had nothing to do with instituting Jim Crow. Why should they pay reparations? How about Asians and Hispanics? They would have to pay reparations. They were a tiny fraction of the U.S. population. As late as 1960, Buchanan gets that right, and Linda Mueller, get that right. when segregation was being outlawed everywhere. But they are more than 75 million Asian and Hispanics in America, or I guess you could today. Should they be made to pay for the sins, or sins their ancestors did not commit? So very good points. By pushing for compensatory reparations, Warren and Harris may be helping themselves, that is, to a nomination, but they are further splitting their party along the lines of ethnicity and race and elevating an issue certain to divide their country more than it already is. Well, that's just, I mean, that's a happy talk there at the end there from Buchanan. This country is going to get divided on the basis of race. All countries are. All countries have forever, for all of time. There is no instance of a country of kumbaya, let's all get along, let's have as many different as disparate types of people as possible, all living cozily together. It's never happened. It's like hoping for water to flow uphill. It's like hoping for a perpetual motion machine. It's hoping to overturn Newton's laws of physics. It will never happen. People, birds of a feather will flock, left wingers will flock together. Birds of a feather will flock together. Birds, left wingers will get along with left wingers. But they, but no, you will not have a kumbaya nation in which even left wing disparate peoples somehow get along. There's no instance of that. The Soviet Union was supposed to be that, where all the different peoples would get along under the communist paradise. Didn't happen. As it turns out, Eastern Europe, communist Eastern Europe, is the most racist part of the European world after half a century of communism. It's the East Germans who are the hardcore racists in Germany, who say, send the Turks back. We don't want them. The Poles, the Hungarians, the Czechs, the Slovaks, they all grew up under communism, which preaches the kumbaya that we'll all get along, but in fact, the opposite came to pass. Anyway, water won't flow uphill. Let's go to George in Texas and then Richard in Austin. George, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? You know, the thing is about President Trump walking away from that bad deal and, you know, with Kim Jong-un?
Yes.
It kind of reminds me of the second visit Reagan had with Gorbachev, where, you know, they were sitting and go, yeah, we want to eliminate nuclear weapons. And, you know, all going, yeah, great, great, great. But Gorbachev sat there and told Reagan, why don't you, wanted Reagan to eliminate SDI? The Star Wars initiative,
right.
The Strategic Defense Initiative.
Yes.
So it's just like history repeating itself.
Well, but there's an element where it's repeating itself that's good, and that is this. Reagan and Gorbachev were at least talking with each other. They actually had a relationship as men. And Trump is doing the same thing with Kim Jong-un, recognizing the fact that this guy, this dictator, is in control of the scene. In Korea, and he's going to make the calls. Gorbachev, he made the calls as dictator of the Soviet Union, and he made some good calls, which led, in fact, to the dissolution of the Soviet Union. Gorbachev made key decisions that led to the disintegration of Soviet communism and its replacement with the much better Russia of today.
Glasnost and perestroika.
There you go. There you go. Your Russian's even better than mine. So, George, good points. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's take a call from Richard in Austin, Texas. Richard, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call again. Yeah, I just wanted to make one more point about that Boule situation, because this is real vital, too. They got something called international Boules, and they got national Boules. Now, Martin Luther King was a national Boule. Colin Powell is an international Boule. One of the reasons why they killed Martin is because they kept telling him, stop meddling in international affairs like the Vietnam War. Stop meddling in international affairs. blah, blah, blah. Now, Colin Powell, on the other hand, if you remember, and I know you do because you're informed, when he gave that overview of where Saddam was storing all the weapons that led us, that finally convinced everybody they should be willing to go in the war against Saddam,
yes.
Well, that's the role that Colin Powell played as an international boule. So people, these boules are trained in certain areas, and they're told to stay in their lane, basically. That's how important they are. Now, there is a study that came out, I forget who it was, one of the top studiers, and they showed that black people never wanted to go to any war. They never got higher than 7% when they checked the last 40 years throughout the Reagan, Clinton, all the administrations. But when Obama got in office, all of a sudden, black people were 40% willing to go to war internationally. So the international boule, that's Colin Powell again, he convinced, along with Obama and Eric Holder and all the other international boules, black boules, hey, black people, it's time for us to volunteer to go to war. So I just wanted the people to hear that, because it's very important how scientific they are.
Yeah. Now, Richard, hang on. You're raising a good point. And I'm going to go back to Donald Trump here to back up something you were saying. I'm going to connect a few dots here. Donald Trump, 2 hours ago, he tweeted, everyone must watch the opening to Tucker Carlson, a classic. Now, in that opening, Tucker Carlson makes a very deep philosophical point. He is very clear that what the left is all about, these boules you talk about, Richard, and all everybody in the left, all the different wings and cabals in the left, they're about control. They're about control for them. And what do they have in store for you, Richard, and for me? Obedience. That's our job. And that's what the left is all about. Is controlling people. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian. That evil, that aspect of wanting to control other people, which crosses all races, that's the essence of the left. Now, what's the essence of the right, of people like Richard and myself and all of you out there in our audience? We want to be left alone ourselves and our families. And then B, we don't want to control other people. We don't have that lust to, you know, manage the guy next door or, you know, control what other people can see or study or learn or do. We don't have that impulse in us. That's what makes us conservatives. If you want to use the word conservative, you know, you can come up with your own word. But you could say libertarian. You could say conservative. You could say right wingers. You could say freedom lovers. We love freedom. And freedom for us means that we're left alone. That's, for instance, that's what our Second Amendment is. That's what our First Amendment is. Our First Amendment was a bunch of freedom lovers in Constitution Hall who said, Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. In other words, hands off! You have no right to control what we can say. That was revolutionary, folks, and that's what we're all about on the right. So the
right.
Yeah, and so, you know, and okay. You have, go ahead, Richard.
I just wanted to say before I get off, now Colin Powell is on the right. I just want to show you that they have no both sides equally. Colin Powell and Michael Steele, you know, they got conservative boule, so that needs to be bought out. These people, they're chameleons. They are interchangeable. They're
well,
like okay. Legos. So
yeah. Well, now what you're referring to the white comparison to what you're referring to with Colin Powell and Michael Steele would be rhinos. Neoconservatives,
right.
Among white folks, and so and you have neoconservatives and rhinos among black folks. So but then you have the true conservatives, the real conservatives. So Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee, I keep using him as my poster boy. I apologize. He's a real conservative, and there's an excellent population of, outstanding black thinkers and black patriots who love Donald Trump. And the left, the liberals, don't want you to know this. They want you to think that Donald Trump is this horrible racist guy who all black people must hate, because he hates all of them, which just ain't true. It's not true at all. And so that's been a message that only media on the right have been able to get out. That anyway, it's a you know, Richard, I'll tell you what. What do you think is going to be more of a knockdown, drag-out battle, 2016 or 2020?
Well, I'll tell you, with the work that you're putting in, people like, you know, everybody that's in this battle, you know, RBN, you guys are going to make it so easy. And then Donald Trump, like he keeps reiterating, lowest black unemployment, white unemployment, Hispanic unemployment. It's going to be a shoe-in, and nobody's going to show up.
Richard, I love you. I love you, brother. I hope you're right. We'll have one more message after the break. Stay tuned, folks.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, we're back, folks. Going to close out the show here. Got Dr. Kelly holding on the line. Dr. Kelly, are you there?
Oh, yeah. I'm just calling to listen, and I'm so thrilled that your listener called in again talking about the black boule and the fact that Oprah Winfrey is the only black woman that goes to Cold Springs Harbor for those meetings. And go get them, Kelso. You're the best.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Kelly. Yeah, I'm feeling, I'll tell you what, here's another good story. I didn't know this. The world's top wealth fund is in Norway, which, of course, is sitting on a huge pool of oil and natural gas in the North Sea. So they have a $1 trillion government pension fund in Norway. And that kind of comes near and dear to people up here in North Dakota, because this is a 30% Norwegian state, so we really think about Norway. This $1 trillion government fund has said they are going to invest heavily in Britain. And this is a vote of confidence of them in Britain as a Brexit nation. Britain is showing great prosperity, and they are saying if Britain leaves the European Union, and Norway, by the way, folks, is not a member of the European Union, these people are putting their money where their mouth is, $1 trillion, and they are investing heavily in post-Brexit Britain. They say they're taking a 30-year view, and they think Britain's going to do very well. So that's a nice, you know, talk is cheap. These guys are putting cash on the barrel head. So that's a nice endorsement of the whole idea of getting Britain the hell out of the European Union. The nations that have had the common sense to stay out are Norway and Switzerland. And both of those nations are doing very well, doing better than the rest of the EU itself. So, boy, that's something that we patriots are really hoping for with Nigel Farage, who's a speaker at this CPAC. If I had gone to CPAC there in National Harbor, I could have, you know, at one of these events, it's not so crowded that you can't meet just about any speaker you want to shake hands with. So any of you who would attend CPAC, you get to shake hands with Nigel Farage. And that's worth the price of admission right there. And get in two or three sentences with him. You tell your grandchildren, here's a picture of me hugging Nigel Farage. and many others like that. Tom Pitton. How about a picture hugging Tom Pitton? That, show that to your grandchildren. Or Jim Jordan. So, anyway, thank you, Dr. Kelly, and for all your kind words. We'll have our show tomorrow, which will cover more thoroughly CPAC and Donald Trump's return. That's a hell of a trip from Hanoi to Washington that this guy has made. He's putting his life at risk for you. Thank you all. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.